Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, January 6th, 2026. Local resident and veteran Graham Plattner, candidate for the Democrats' nomination for the U.S. Senate race against Susan Collins in the next election, issued a statement Saturday on what his campaign called the illegal kidnapping of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife, noting Susan Collins' deciding vote in November against a joint resolution to direct the removal of the United States Armed Forces from hostilities within or against Venezuela that have not been authorized by Congress. Collins voted against the resolution, and Senator Angus King, by the way, voted in favor. The bill failed 51 to 49. Plattner said, quote, "We have a lawless administration deploying the American military to kidnap foreign leaders and a Senate that refuses to do anything about it. This may breed chaos on a scale we can only imagine. I condemn this illegal action completely," end quote. Congressional District 1 Congresswoman Shelley Pingree also released a statement Saturday after President Trump announced the U.S. had carried out an unauthorized large-scale military operation in Venezuela, leading to the capture of the Venezuelan president and his wife. Quote, "The Trump administration's decision to apprehend and detain President Maduro is a breathtaking abuse of power, a flagrant violation of the Constitution and international law, and a dangerous escalation that undermines long-standing diplomatic norms. Just a few weeks ago, Secretaries Rubio and Hegseth told every U.S. senator that their actions in the region, which were already legally dubious, had nothing to do with regime change. That was clearly a lie. Make no mistake, Nicolas Maduro is a ruthless dictator who has repeatedly engaged in anti-democratic processes, including rigging the 2024 election, as has been reported by many international observers. His policies have led to economic collapse, widespread human rights abuses, the displacement of millions of Venezuelans, creating a humanitarian crisis that has had a devastating impact across the international stage. Maduro's dangerous leadership and destructive actions deserve unequivocal international condemnation, but the president does not have the authority to carry out military or paramilitary actions, seize foreign leaders, or pursue regime change without the explicit authorization of Congress. No such authorization was sought or granted. Bypassing Congress in this way is a direct violation of the Constitution and the War Powers Resolution, and it sets a deeply alarming precedent for unchecked executive power in matters of war and peace. This reckless move risks destabilizing an already fragile region, puts millions of civilians at risk, and further isolates us from our friends and allies. I will demand answers and accountability from this administration and work with my colleagues to ensure that no further unauthorized actions are taken without congressional approval," end quote. And again, that was from Congresswoman Shelley Pingree. Indivisible Bangor's No King Weekly Vigil happens on Tuesday, so it's happening today, from 11 to 1 p.m. at the Federal Building in Bangor, where Senator Susan Collins has an office. It's on Harlow Street. They say, quote, "Come join us for our weekly peaceful protest outside the Margaret Chase Smith Federal Building on Harlow Street in Bangor. Drop in anytime between 11 and 1. Bring signs, bring flags, bring your voices for chants and songs," end quote. You can get more information at indivisiblebangor.org. And Friends of Sears Island Board of Directors and Advisory Group and your friends and neighbors invite you to join them on Saturday, quote, "As we look back at the highlights of 2025 and learn about plans for the coming years, this is your chance to ask questions and get answers. It's also an opportunity for you to think about becoming more involved. We have many important tasks for volunteers who can give a little time or a lot," end quote. The Friends of Sears Island meeting will be taking place on Saturday, this coming Saturday, January 10th, starting at 12:30 in the Mermaid Plaza on Route 1 in Searsport. It's the building with a bright blue roof right in downtown. In case of bad weather, cancellations and rescheduling information will be posted on the Friends of Sears Island Facebook page. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.